We ask you, O God, under the covenant of set fathers, that you cause rivers of life to proceed from your throne through our fathers, through me unto your people, in words, in power, words that are easy to understand, clear-cut understanding of the ways of our God, that by the reason of this word we will all be built up to be granted our inheritance among the saints. Thank you, our God. I pray for myself, O God, that your mercy and your grace and the help of the Holy Spirit be sufficient for me to minister as an oracle of God, He will minister of your New Testament word, so that tonight we have an enriching encounter with the God of glory. And with unveiled face, we will behold you in the mirror of your word and be changed from glory unto glory to become more like Jesus. Thank you, Father, as you fulfill your good pleasure in and amongst us, causing every one of us to be edified, to be transformed, and to stand more perfect and complete in all of your will. We love you. We give you glory. As your word go forth, let your power attend unto it. O Lord our God, to empower everybody hearing it to be doers of the same word, so that we'll be fruitful and we'll be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for great and mighty things you do, as you confirm your word with signs and wonders following. We bless you, our God. We worship and adore you. Lord, we bow and we worship you. In Jesus' name.
We bow and worship you, Lord.
Lord, we bow and worship
you.
Lord, we bow.
And
I want to welcome every one of us to our School of the Spirit service tonight. And I'm sure that through the mercy of God, under the covenant of our servants, we will all live here edified, blessed, and transformed in the name of Jesus. I want to also welcome everybody that is joining us on the internet now. I want you to know that the same blessing that was flowing here under the covenant of our fathers will flow to you as you give attention to the word of God. And this word will bless you and bring a refreshing from the presence of God into your life. In Jesus' name. Let me first of all start by giving due honor to fathers in the Lord, Pastor Luby and Mommy Sarah Johnson, who has given me this opportunity and privilege to minister the word to us tonight. And I'm sure that they will be also online watching with us, and I pray that they will see the travail of their soul as they listen to this word in our lives, and they will be satisfied in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to read just one verse, verse 27. God will help me to be concise and precise, speaking only things that are necessary so that we can get to where He wants us to get to. In Jesus' name. Which of you, can I hear say, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? I want to minister unto us on adding to our spiritual stature. Adding to what? Amen. Of course, the Lord was talking about physical stature here. But for the purpose of this study, we are interested in our spiritual stature. The flesh profited nothing. Only the spirit gives life. Bodily exercise profited a little. But godliness or spirituality has a profit in all things, both in this life that is and the life to come. Praise the Lord. Adding to our spiritual stature. Well, to add to our spiritual stature simply means growing up. Somebody say, growing up. Let me say, I will grow up in all things unto Christ. That is the will of God. It has been His will, it is His will, and will always be His will and desire for His children, His saints, His church, to grow up spiritually. Because what God wants to do, there is a stature that must be reached to do it. That's why it's essential for us to add to our spiritual stature. We already know that we are spirits, we have souls, and we dwell in the body. Now, you can have a small physical stature. But you can have a big spiritual stature inside. What matters to God is not your physical stature. It's your spiritual stature. Because whatever God will do, He will do through our spirit. God works from inside out. It's only when you are hindering Him from walking inside that He walks outside in. Walking from outside in was a New Testament thing. Old Testament thing, sorry. That's why He made all the effort to make sure that the Spirit of God comes to dwell inside us. So that the Spirit can walk in us, both to do, both to will and do of His good pleasure, then we can walk out His plan and purposes. Amen. Amen. So God wants us to add to our spiritual stature. Wherever you are now, you are not yet where we are going. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, it will take a lifelong cooperation with God and His Spirit dwelling inside us to add to our spiritual stature and to come to the full stature that God is calling us to. Somebody say a lifelong cooperation. Repeat it, a lifelong cooperation. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to 15. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. Now, you cannot add to your spiritual stature without God. Forget it. It can't happen. Now, the Bible says here that He gave some apostles, Let's say it. He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Yes, the next verse. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Next. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. There is a stature that God is taking us to. And that stature is explained here. It's the stature of the fullness of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. When we all start spiritually, the Bible says we are as newborn babes, desire what? Of the word of God. So we all start at babes in stature. Amen. Just like I'm standing before you now, there was a time that I was a babe naturally. So also is in the spirit. We all start as babes in spiritual stature. But we are not to remain as babes. Amen. We are to move on and add to our stature, so that we move from babes to become children. Then we move from being children, we add to our stature, we become what? Let's read 1 John chapter 1 John chapter 2 verse 12 to 24. I'm still coming back to that Ephesians, because it's crucial to understand how to cooperate with God in this lifelong journey of hardening again and again to our spiritual stature, so that we can move towards the goal. Now, I write unto you, little children. Let's say it. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for His name's sake. Who is He talking about here? Little children. Is He talking about children naturally? He's talking about children in spiritual stature. Peter has talked about children, babes in spiritual stature. That's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Now, let's go on. Say, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. And I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. Let's go on. I've written unto you, fathers, let's say it. I've written unto you, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So we see different level of spiritual stature outlined in the scriptures. Babes in spiritual stature, children in spiritual stature, young men in spiritual stature, fathers in spiritual stature. Amen. 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 Even among fathers, there are fathers and there are fathers. Amen. Amen. Like there's the glory of the sun, there's the glory of the moon, there's the glory of the stars, and one star differs from. So even among fathers, there are different spiritual stature. We remember that Paul said somewhere, he said, I'm the least of the apostles. He was being humble, Abby. Not even called, not worthy to be called an apostle. But he said, but I labored more than them all. Not more than few of them, more than all the apostles. Amen. And God allowed him to write it. That means, amen. Of course, we use our spiritual stature to labor for God. The Amen. Yes, that's the essence. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I'm trying to establish that even among fathers, they are different. But the general truth is that wherever you are today, you must add to your spiritual stature. Amen. You must increase it. God is looking for what? Increase in spiritual stature. Amen. Because until you get to full stature, you are not to stop. So we are going somewhere. Full stature. Somebody say full stature. Of Christ, the Son of God. So nobody is to stop growing until you get there. Amen. Even when you get there, amen, you still grow. You know, there was a difference between Jesus at the beginning of his ministry and Jesus at the end of his ministry. That means he grew up in stature. The full stature was reached at 30. Amen. But we know that there were certain things that happened at 33 that didn't happen at 30. That means the stature was increasing. Amen. 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 No, pastor was talking to us when he was teaching last Sunday, talking from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. Yes, he said, our calling is to do what? Is to obtain what? I can't hear you. Are you sure? Amen. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that that glory has a weight. And there's a stature that can carry that weight. So if you don't increase in stature, you can't carry the weight. So the reason why you are not being given the glory is not because God doesn't want to give you the glory. If he gives you the glory, the weight will crush you. And God is not interested in your being crushed. Amen. So we are going to the stature because there's a glory to collect. Amen. You see, I did engineering. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you are mixing concrete, you have to, like you are building a bridge, you want to think about the strength of what that bridge will carry. Do you understand? The load that the bridge will carry. So based on that, you have to build that bridge, do you understand me, to carry a strength bigger than that load, so that no matter how much load goes on that bridge will not collapse. So God wants us to build up ourselves in a spiritual stature so that we can carry the weight of his glory to do the work he wants us to do. Like pastor said, break the nations, rule them, disciple them, amen, inherit the nations and consecrate them unto God, amen. Then it will come to pass that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. Then he will rule and reign in the affairs of men evidently. Then they will see the manifestation of the sons of God without controversy. So every one of us has a part to play. Each one of us must add to our stature. Say to your neighbor, add to your stature. Add to your spiritual stature. And don't stop adding. That's what Peter said. Remember Peter, 2 Peter chapter 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. Let's read. 2 Peter chapter 1. Peter is also admonishing us about adding to our spiritual stature. Are you there? He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence. All what? It will take all diligence to add to our spiritual stature. So, giving all diligence, do what? Add to your faith, virtue. Then, add to what? Add to virtue, knowledge. 6. Add to knowledge temperance. To temperance, patience. I can't hear you. To temperance, to patience, yes. To godliness, to brotherly kindness. So when we are talking about spiritual stature, what is he talking about? Fruit of the Spirit. Did you get it? Amen. There are different measures of faith. We know that. Jesus talked about little faith and talked about great faith. And Paul talks about exceeding growing faith. Amen. And when they were talking about Jesus, they talked about the faith of the Son of God. So there are different measures of faith. Just like that, every aspect of those fruits have different measures. There are different measures of love. Amen. Different measure of peace. That's why there are some things that won't trouble some people. Then when you come to you, it will trouble you. Not that you don't have the peace of God, but your measure of peace can't handle it. Somebody will stand in the midst of storm and it's not troubled. Just like Peter and the other apostles said, care is not that that we perish. And he said, he didn't even talk to them. He just stood up and spoke to the storm. And the peace inside him, he spoke it to the storm. And the storm calmed down. And there was a great calm. Amen. Amen. So the spiritual stature we are talking about, they are, amen, capacities of the fruit of the Spirit in our spirit. Then let's continue with Peter. Go back to that Second Peter. Where were we? So it said add to godliness. Let's hear you. Add to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, charity. Amen. You remember when he was talking about charity or love in 1 Corinthians chapter 3? He said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. That means there's a child level of love. Abby, I thought like a child. I understood like a child. I spoke like a child. But when I became a man, so you can be a child in love. You can be a man in love. We will know the difference. Like when you are measuring, amen. Like Pastor was saying the last time he spoke, when they smote Peter, Paul, on the cheek, we know who is woo between him and Jesus. There's more Jesus too. So there are different level of love. But what we are saying is, add to your stature. You can add to it. Amen. And so that we can add to it, that's why he gave those five ministries. They are to feed and nourish our spirit with the word of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with courage, with strength. Through the word of God, through the anointing of the Spirit, so that if we cooperate, we will grow. In that text that we started with, he said, which one of you by taking thought can add to your stature? You can't add to your stature, do you understand me? By simply imagining and amen, and worrying and all that. It won't happen. There's a way it's supposed to happen. Amen. It's coming from God. Through the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, and all that. What will make you increase in stature? You are to receive it. And you are to use all diligence to add to it. So you start from what you are given, and you build upon it. There is no person on the earth today that did not receive from somebody and build on it. Even our Lord Jesus Christ. Even our Lord Jesus Christ. He built upon what they left in the Old Testament. All the words that were ministered by the prophet, by Moses, by David. That's why he was always quoting them. Amen. He built on them to add to his own stature until he got to the full stature. Amen. Amen. So that's why God gave that method. And until we reach full stature, we will not stop needing apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, fathers in the Lord. Amen. 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 Let's continue that Second Peter. There's something I want to bring out there. Second Peter. Yes. Now, if these things be in you and abound, so they can be in you and not abound. So if they are going to abound in you, you must be what? Working it out. Amen. You must be adding to it. You must be exercising yourself in it. You must be yielding to it. That is the best word. Amen. Now, they will make you to be, they will make you that you shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's go on. But he that lacketh this thing is blind, cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. Somebody say diligence. To make your calling and election sure. Because if you do these things, you shall never fall. Amen. 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 Let's look at the example of our Lord Jesus. Luke chapter 2. We're talking on adding to our spiritual stature. Luke chapter 2, let's start from verse 39 to 40. Let's read what was written concerning him. And when they have performed all the things according to the law, I can't hear you. They returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. Verse 40. And the child, which I desired, and the child grew. And the child grew. I can't hear you. But it tells us the kind of growth he's talking about. We expect every normal child that is eating and malnourished to grow physically. So he's not talking about physical growth here. He qualified it. Look at how he qualified. And the child grew. So that we can know the kind of growth he's talking about. He said he waxed strong in the spirit. Amen. Filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. Amen. So he was waxing stronger and stronger in the spirit. Amen. He was increasing more and more in wisdom. He was increasing more and more in grace. Grace is divine enablement, divine favor. Let's read verse 51 and 52. And he went down with them, let me hear you, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things, all these sayings in her heart. Verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, in favor with men. Now, Jesus is the pattern. That's whom we are following. So you too, you are to walk strong in the spirit. You are to get filled with wisdom more and more. You are to increase in the grace of God. That's what Peter said. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. He said, but grow in grace and the knowledge of God. He won't ask you to do it if you can't do it. Because all the things are already on ground. You just give diligence to it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now, what then is our spiritual stature? We need to understand it very well. Then why must we increase our spiritual stature? And how do we increase it? Let's quickly look at that. What then is our spiritual stature? Our spiritual, I have seven things there. I just put them in seven different ways so that we can look at it from different angle. We can have different insights into the same thing. You know why? The spiritual things are abstract. But, you know, like you use things that are visible to explain spiritual things. Amen. Now, number one, our spiritual stature is the level of our spiritual maturity in wisdom, in strength, in grace, and the fruit of the Spirit. We have seen that when we are reading some of the scripture that we preceded with. And those things can be tested, whether they are there or not. Your spiritual strength can be tested. Whatever level you are in. The Bible says if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you say you have great faith, when you are going through temptation and tribulations, if your faith does not overcome the temptation you are going through, then you don't have the faith you say you have. It's very simple. Do you understand? Amen. Amen. That's why Paul said, let each one of us be sober-minded and not think of ourselves more highly than we are, for God has dealt to every man his measure of faith. Amen. Amen. You know, somewhere I said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. Huh? If you find it difficult to rejoice in trial, it tells us your level of spiritual stature. That means your joy is not yet growing. Very simple. Because those things are spiritual strength, spiritual forces, spiritual power that can withstand in the midst of adversities. They are real. They are not just words that we use religiously to throw around. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, we will see the strength on how you stand in the midst of the adversity. Amen. In the midst of the adversity, nobody wants to rejoice. You want to sorrow, you want to murmur, you want to grumble. So, if your spiritual stature is increasing, we will see it in how, do you understand, you stand with joy. And you will stand with patience. You let patience have its perfect work. Amen. When you can't act on that scripture, that means you are not yet where you should be. But the mercy of God is that He will not allow us to be tempted above what we're able to bear. Amen. Except you are exercising yourself in matters too high for you. That's why we must be humble-minded about this spiritual growth. Amen. 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 So, is the level, number one, of our spiritual, is the level of spiritual maturity or capacity of the wisdom of God in us, strength, grace, and the fruit of the Spirit, especially love, faith, and hope. If you study the Pauline prayers very well, you will discover that the focus of Apostle Paul was prayers that will help these people to add to their spiritual stature. Let's start from Ephesians 1, verse 16 to the end. You remember that he said, I do not cease. Where is it? Let's have it on the Ephesians chapter 1. Okay. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention for you in my prayers that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of Him, yes? That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you may know what is the hope of His calling, what is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, yes? And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe according to the working of His power, and all that. So, His focus was on things that we had, that will increase their spiritual stature. Wisdom, knowledge, hope, revelation, spiritual power. Let's look at another one. Ephesians chapter 3. That one is even so vivid. Verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, yes? Yes, this is a punchline. That he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with what? Might by his spirit. Where? Then let's see what will happen when. So that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That means if there's no spiritual might in your spirit, it will be difficult for you to believe that Christ is at work in you. You know, we say some things that we don't actually walk in the reality of it. You say, greater is it that is in me than he that is in the world. Then you see trouble and you run away. If you actually believe that the one inside you is greater, you know what you do? You open your mouth and speak to the mountain. Because the greater one can handle it. Who art thou, great mountain, before Zerubbabel? That shall become a plain. But you know, there's a strength that is praying for here. When you are strengthened with might by spirit in the inner man, talking about the stature of strength now, then Christ will dwell in your heart by faith. Go on. That you be rooted and grounded in love. Talking about those things we are so. Yes? May be able or may have ability to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Verse 19. And to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. So those things are spiritual realities happening in our spirit. And it's going to happen over a lifelong cooperation with God. We are going from strength to strength as we appear before him in Zion. That's why we can't afford to forsake the assembly of one another. Because that's one of the key of going from where? Strength to strength, hardened to a spiritual stature. Okay, that's one. I've just said, you know, trying to show the picture of what a spiritual stature is actually is a spiritual capacity in our spirit of the wisdom that is there, strength, grace, fruit of the spirit. Verse 2. Oh, sorry, number 2. Another picture. The level to which our mind is filled and ruled by the wisdom and revelation knowledge of the word of God and of the mind of Christ. Or what we say, the level of our spiritual knowledge and understanding. Don't tell me that you have wisdom and that wisdom is not affecting your mind. That wisdom is not from above. The wisdom that is at work in our spirit will affect your mind. It will. If it's not affecting your mind, then it's not this wisdom we are talking about. It will rule your mind. It will dictate the thoughts in your mind. When any other thought wants to come in, that wisdom will capture it. Because, amen, like he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mighty through God to the pulling down of all strongholds. You don't want to think the thoughts of men. You want to think the thoughts of God. So when the wisdom of God is in your heart, it will affect your mind. It will rule. Amen. That revelation will affect your mind. It will show the level of your spiritual knowledge and understanding. It affects your mind. Even though it's happening in your spirit, but we can see the fruit in your mind. Number three, the level to which our will is subject, submitted or aligned to do the will of God. Especially the will of God revealed to you, level of humility. Do you know that you can know the will of God and not do it? Amen. That means you are not strong enough to do it. Or, amen, you are backsliding, inside of the two. That's the contention. The pastor always mentioned it. He said the flesh lost after the spirit, and the spirit lost after the flesh. Abi? Contrary to one another. So there's a war. against submission to the will of God. So it will take a strength in the spirit, amen, to push through and to submit. So it takes strength to submit. Humility is a strength. So when we are talking about spiritual stature, we are talking about level of humility, level of submission. It's a strength, and it can be seen. It's not talk. Amen. Yes. The level to which, number four, our emotions are tempered and controlled by the fruit of the Spirit. Or what we call the level of our love walk. Somewhere in the scripture, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. Have you heard that before? Amen. That's an emotion that is controlled by the fruit of the Spirit. Like pastor would say, God gets angry, but he doesn't transgress. There are diverse emotions at work. But the spiritual strength of the fruit of the Spirit, which is your level of spiritual stature, do you understand what I mean? We do what? We control it. So the level to which you are matured will be revealed in how you control your emotions. The Bible says, he that ruleth his spirit is greater than he that takes a seat. That means it takes strength. When we are talking about spiritual strength, spiritual stature, it will reveal itself in how you rule your spirit or you control your emotions. So if your emotions fly at the handle, it can tell us where you are. It doesn't matter what you say you are. That's the proof. The proof is that, amen, you have a control on your emotion. Somebody has hurt you and your emotions want to be bitter. But the spiritual strength of love that you are growing in, do you understand me? Decides to forgive the person. Ask life of the person. Use the blood of Jesus to wash the sin of the person and pray in the spirit for the person. Does that happen spontaneous to you? Tell me the truth now. Amen. Now, we have been taught, but it doesn't happen spontaneous. That tells you that we are all to add to our stature in love. You get it? Now, it's a different thing to know principles. It's another thing to have the substance to walk in the principle. We are talking about having the substance now. Add to your spiritual stature. Love. Joy. Peace, long-suffering, brotherly kindness, godliness, you know, all those things, imagine virtue and what have we. Praise the Lord. Amen. The level, number five now, the level to which the lust of the flesh and the affection thereof and the pride of life have been crucified and mortified by the power of the Spirit. Through prayer in your life. It shows us what our spiritual stature is. Remember where we are going is adding to it. You see, you can't add to it if you don't know what you want to add to. You will just hear the message and go again. They say we should add to it. They say we should add to it. They say we should add to it. You must know what you are adding to, and you must know how it will show if you are adding to it. Do you understand what we're saying? Amen. The Bible says those that are Christ, those that are following Christ, they have crucified the lust and the affection. How did they do it? By the power of the Spirit. How? In the place of prayer. So if your spiritual strength is not putting your flesh under, it shows us your stature. That's why pastor can come and say one word in prayer. And me, I can pray maybe seven phases. And it has not yet accomplished the one word. Do you understand? And we may say the same words. So it's not the words that is said in prayer. It's the spiritual capacity behind the words. That's why when we want to pray, you have to hook off and say, under spiritual covering. The unity of faith with my brethren, so that you can get more to add to what you have and get the thing to work. It's wisdom, is it not? It's wisdom. Amen. But add to your own spiritual stature too. So that when those ones are added to you, can accomplish more. Don't now say, ah, no problem. I will hook up and join my brethren. Amen. Amen. He that knoweth what is right to do, and doeth it not, to him is sin. So if you know you should add to your spiritual stature, and you are not adding to it, it becomes sin unto you. Okay. So, let's quickly read Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to 13, just to explain that. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors. No, therefore, brethren, we are, let's read it together. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Verse 13. For if ye live, I can't hear you, if ye live after the flesh, you shall die. But if ye, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Amen. 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 The proof of the level of your spiritual stature is revealed in how to the level to which you have your body under. You have the lust and affection of your body under. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Finally, I've mentioned seven things. I've six things now. Five, I mentioned five. Number six, the level to which you acknowledge the truth of God in your heart, in your conscience, what we call your degree of honesty, integrity. Those are measures of our spiritual stature. How quick are you to acknowledge the truth of God in your heart? What is the level of your honesty? The level of your integrity? Integrity is saying something and doing likewise. It takes strength. That strength comes from the Spirit. It shows your stature in the Spirit. Then number seven, the level to which our senses are exercised to discern between good and evil. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 13 to 14. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful. Let's hear you. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. Talking about his spiritual stature. There's nothing wrong about being a babe. It is remaining a babe that is the issue. There's nothing wrong about being a babe, because there's no person that didn't start through that process. It's remaining a babe that is the issue. Okay, let's go on. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, of full stature, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. 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 Are you? Amen. There's a scripture that says, flee from all appearance of evil. Amen. Now, there are some people that they can stand and see evil that is about a month ahead and make a decision and do something about it today. And there are some people, even though they are telling the evil is ahead, I say, Mary, Do you understand? His senses is not yet exercised. His stature can't see it. He's small in stature, so he can't see it. Even when they are saying his stature can't allow him to see it. Hello? But you know something? You can stand on the shoulder of your father and you will see it. That is wisdom. Amen. But you won't do that if you don't first of all accept the level of your stature and humble yourself. That's why, amen, God sent prophet ahead to tell us the evil that is ahead so that we can flee from it now. Amen. Amen. You know, when a plane goes off course by just a minute of a degree, as it goes further, amen, the distance from destination gets wider and wider. Amen. 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 That was what happened when Jesus came and told Papa again, Arakuni, Boshin Lohi, by 55 Waku, you will die at 55 because you are doing this and that. Amen. But you know, he didn't see it. But thank God he took correction. So, but what we are bringing that is this. There is a place in God. If you had to your stature, they will be able to discern between good and evil, even when it is not evident to physical eyes. Your spirit can see it. Your senses are exercised. You know, the devil can't cause havoc just anyhow. He has to work on it, program it, this and all that. So every sleep, so the person that is designed, this is where it will get us to do something about it now. That's why when spiritual fathers are speaking to you, don't argue. Don't look at now. Listen is for your good. That's why he gave them to us. Because you know that we are still a little stature. Most of us that are parents know, if you allow your child to choose something, he will choose wrong. He doesn't have the senses exercised to know what is right. But you know, my son, you are not getting that thing. You just look as if daddy is wicked. Yes, he's wicked. You will get to know that he's wicked. Then we'll come and thank you. The level to which our senses is exercised to discern between good and evil is a picture of our stature in the spirit. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You know, a babe, if you put a food in his mouth, doesn't matter. As long as it's something that can flow, he can suck it. He can't discern. But that's why there's some food, they say, don't eat this kind of food, spiritual food. It will poison you. It will cause constipation. This kind of, don't hear this kind of message. Don't hear this kind of thing. They can discern the evil it will cause. But to you, it's fascinating. Amen. Okay, having said that, I said all those seven things to show us a picture of the spiritual stature. You see, spiritual stature, if you just say spiritual stature, it looks like, but you can relate it with things that you are dealing with in normal day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, whatever our present spiritual stature is, God is calling and charging us to add to it. To increase it. On a daily and on a consistent basis. Amen. Amen. If you are a babe, add to it. Move to childhood. Amen. If you are still in that level, add to it. Move to young men. Those things are happening over spans of time. Praise the Lord. Amen. Three sets of saints that God is talking to. There are saints that are already growing. They are adding to it. They are making effort. We can compare them to hot, like it says in Revelation. There is the hot. He said, if you are hot or cold or lukewarm, there are some, they are not growing. Even though in the spirit, there is nothing like you are not growing. It means they make some steps forward and they make simultaneous steps backward. So the resultant growth is zero. So if you want to say it, you say they are not growing. Sometimes they will grow, then they will relax again, and they will go back. Then by the time you measure their resultant growth, is that as if they have not grown. That's like lukewarm. And of course, there are some that are withering. Jesus said it. They are not growing. In fact, they are going back. He said, let's not drop back to perdition. We are not of them that drop back to perdition. We are of them that believe. But the issue is that wherever you are, amen, take heed now and do what? Add to our stature. And let's keep adding to it. Amen. Why do we want to increase our spiritual stature? 3 John chapter 2. Chapter 3. Sorry, verse 2. They have drawn that scripture to us here, so we are very familiar with it. Let's read. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thou so prospered. Or you can say, even as the level of your spiritual stature. Like I told you the other time, amen. There's a weight to every glory that God has for us, whether it's the glory in prosperity, or success, or even the glory of spiritual things, anointing. There are some that when God looks at your stature, it is love for Him not to give it to you. Yes. Someone say, it is love for God not to give me certain things at my level of spiritual stature. The Proverbs prayed a prayer. He said, God, Lemuel, amen. Give me neither riches nor poverty. Just give me food that is convenient for me. Lest I be full and I say, okay, let's start from verse 8. Where is it? No. Now it starts here. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Why? Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. Amen. 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 In love, God does not give us what we can't handle. So, our prosperity, our healing, our wealth, our victory, our blessing, our increase, everything is tied to what? Our level of spiritual stature. So, when you add to it, you add to the blessing. You add to the prosperity. You add to the dimension of life you can enjoy. You add to every good thing that comes from God. It makes sense, doesn't it? Amen. Number two, so that we can be entrusted with our inheritance. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1 to 2. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, who is this person that we are talking about? The heir. That means he's the owner of the thing. But as long as he's a child in spiritual stature, differeth nothing from a servant, though he's the Lord or the owner of all. So, the Father who loves him will keep him under tutors and governors until the appointed time when he adds to his spiritual stature. And the Father is satisfied with the stature that can handle the inheritance. Is it clear? Now, the inheritance we are talking about when Pastor was speaking on Sunday, what is it? The glory. The glory of God. The Spirit without measure. Sometimes when pastor is preaching, but you know God has already made up his mind. God will not be satisfied until he sees sons that can carry those glory. Because that's why he gave his first son. He left the first son so that as a seed, many other sons can come up. So God is not looking for children, even though we will pass through that. He's looking for sons who can carry the glory. Amen. Like Psalm 2 verse 8 says. It said, okay, let's read that Psalm. It said, ask of me and I will give you the hidden. Go to verse 7. And I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Then ask of me and I will give you the hidden for thy inheritance, the uttermost part of the heart for thy possession. Amen. 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 So, it's the son that can obtain the heart for a possession. It will take the glory. Okay. Let's go on. Number three. Why increase our spiritual stature? What heart to eat? So that we can be a vessel of honor in the hand of God. 2 Timothy. Second Timothy verse 2, we read 19 to 21. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Let's hear you. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord know then that I is. Let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Verse 20. But in a great house, they are not only vessels of gold, vessels of silver, also of wood, of earth, some to honor, some to dishonor. Verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from this, it shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every work. You are actually the one that will determine what God will use you for. You are the one who will decide what God will use you for in his house. Vessel of honor, vessel to dishonor. It's in your hand, it's not in the hand of God. It's not that God labels some people, you are gold, you are silver, you wood in the way, you are art. No. He said, if any man, therefore, or better, amen, the things that are hindering your spiritual stature, if you purge yourself from them, amen. You purge yourself from the works of the flesh, from bitterness, from wrath, from anger, from all those things that are mentioned there. He said, you be a vessel unto honor. Okay, I want to quickly finish this so that I can talk to how we can add to it. Number four, littleness of stature will hinder us from seeing well. Say to your neighbor, say, littleness of stature will hinder you from seeing well. How many of you remember Zacchaeus? Luke chapter 19, verse 3. Amen. Now, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not. Say, could not. Say, could not. For the press, because he was of. Have you heard something say, your prophetic destiny is written in the word of God? It's there. When you are reading the Bible, it should be unfolding every day. Have you heard that many times? Then some people will come and say, this is what I see concerning me. But you, little church, you can't see it. Amen. 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 It takes a great stature in the spirit to see where. God said to Jeremiah, what seest thou? That's what we mean when we are talking about discerning between good and evil. Little stature will hinder you. You remember when we were talking about when Peter was talking in 2 Peter, he said he can't see afar off. That's little stature. He says he's blind. He can't see afar off. That's little stature. You can't see the heavenly vision, let alone pursue it. So every time people are talking, we are pursuing this. They say, "King, you want him? But won't pay again." Amen. So let's leave little stature. Let's move forward, so that we can see well. Amen. What the Lord is. Amen. Littleness of stature, still on number four, will hinder you from taking the promised land. Littleness of spiritual stature. That's what happened to them in Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13, they said, verse 33. Can you go there, please, on the board? Numbers 13, 32 to 33. Those are the 10 spies. So he shows us their spiritual stature now. You know, sometimes you wonder why somebody will have one perspective and another person will have another perspective. It's the stature of their heart. It's the stature of their spirit. Joshua and Caleb, they saw the giants as what? As bread. But what did these people say? Say, "We saw the giants, the son of Anak." Let's hear you. "We saw the giants, the son of Anak. We come of the giants. And we were in our own eyes, own sight, as grasshoppers. So were we in their sight." It was their stature that hindered them from seeing. If they have been seen well, they would have seen God with them. God sitting upon the circles of the earth and all the inhabitants like grasshoppers. So in God, they would have been the giants, and the giants would have been grasshoppers. Now, it's not wrong to be of small stature. It's only wrong that you are not hardy. That you are not. Do you understand what I mean? So, the charge is, let's move from where we are. And add to it. Increase our stature. And while you are hardened to it, you can take advantage of those that are of full stature. Stand on their shoulders. Amen. Hold the hem of their garment. Use their lights to see. In their light. See light. Amen. And you know what? We won't be able to differentiate. Amen. Because we will see you producing fruit of somebody that is of greater stature. But in your line, your honey. So make sure you give the glory to God. Amen. Okay. Number five. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 14. I want you to know that, are we there? He said, "Thus hear the Lord." I can't hear you. "Thus hear the Lord." Who is talking? You are not sure. "The labor of Egypt and the merchants of Ethiopia and of the Sabaeans, men of stature, shall come unto thee." Who is thee? Us. "For that to be fulfilled, you must be of this stature, so that they will come and bow and respect your own stature." That's why the Queen of Sheba came from all Ethiopia to Solomon. It is our stature in the spirit that will make the men of stature of this world bow. God is looking for men and women, a company of people in spiritual stature that can disciple, breakthrough and disciple men of stature of this world. I remember one time pastor was lamenting that when Obasanjo got born again, that's our former president, he actually got born again indeed, but he was not discipled. There were few men of stature that can disciple him. Amen. If the president is coming to your church, amen, or is in your group, and you are the spiritual head in that group, will you have enough stature to correct him if he's wrong? If he's doing something, do you understand? Or will you be intimidated by the stature that he has in the world? But the Bible has said men of stature are coming. Someone said they are coming. That's where you are to add to your stature. Thus hear the Lord. Men of stature, in this world they are coming. Arise and shine. For the light is come. The glory of God is risen upon you. Darkness may cover the earth, gross darkness. But upon you the Lord will arise and his glory will be seen. Amen. Lift up your eyes and look at right, left, and center. They are coming. Kings will be thy nursing fathers. And they are queens, they are nursing mothers. We confess it every Sunday. It's spiritual stature that will make it happen. Amen. 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 I used to wonder why the Pharisee wouldn't let Jesus rest. Do you know Jesus wasn't inviting them? They were the one dogging his feet everywhere. Amen. His spiritual stature compelled them to. They were trying to find a fault in him so that they can justify themselves. So when some of them saw that, Baba, we know that you're a man from God, because nobody can do this thing except God will be with him. So Nicodemus came in the night and bowed. Joseph of Arimathea came. Amen. Do you understand? So men of stature are coming. Say, men of stature are coming. To people who had to their stature in the spirit. Amen. Okay, number six. It is time for a people of stature to arise in this land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. You know that prophecy in Isaiah chapter 18? New King James. We read verse 2 and verse 7. We must keen into this prophetic purpose of our nation, Nigeria. It said, who send ambassadors by the sea in a vessel of reed on water, saying, go, sweet messenger to a nation tall, that stature be smooth of skin. Pastor already explained that. Glorious touch, without spot, without wrinkle, blameless, holy in all things, and all that. To a people terrible from their beginning, a nation powerful, treading down whose land the rivers divide. We know that that's Nigeria. We know that that prophecy has gone forth from the 90s. It is time for men of stature now to arise. Tall men of stature. There's a prophetic purpose over our land. So you key into it too. Amen. Add to your spiritual stature. Amen. Number seven. You have to add to your spiritual stature so that you will not be refused of God. For Samuel chapter 16. God sent Samuel to the house of Jesse to go and anoint a king. And he saw Eliab. He was tall, but it was physical. He had no spiritual stature. And the prophet was almost deceived. And he went to pour oil on him. He said, behold, this is the Lord anointed before him. And God said, see that you don't do it. Amen. Because I've refused him. Go to that scripture. Where is it? Where are you? Let's start with Eliab. Eliab is verse 7. Is it verse 6? Up. Go to verse 6. Let's start from there. And it came to pass when they were come, he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. That's Samuel. Samuel too was almost deceived by this physical stature. But God is not deceived. Let's see. Verse 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, on the height of his physical stature, because I have refused him. God will not refuse you. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Amen. There's a season that God expects you to stay at this stature that you are in. You are to move on. If you don't move on, do you understand what I mean? His heart will not be pleased with you. And after some time, he can refuse you. Like, you know, we find in Hebrews chapter 6, he can refuse to give you permit to go on. So if we do this, if God permits, we will build on, can refuse. Now, even though we are speaking like that, we are persuaded of better things of us. But there's a reality in there. If you are not hiding to your spiritual stature, God can refuse you from being a king. Spiritual king. Now, in the house of Jesse, God refused all the seven brothers of David. All of them had stature, but they didn't have stature where they should have it. Then Samuel said, don't you have any other son? Because I heard God very well, though. He said, the house of Jesse. Is this the house of Jesse? He said, yes. He said, anoint me a son in the house of Jesse. All these seven that you have, don't you have any other one? I said, hey, there's one little one. Now, little according to the physical. But that was the one that has the stature in the spirit that God wanted. And Samuel said, we will not sit until he comes. And when he came, God himself spoke to Samuel. He said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. What did David had? A man after God's own heart. It was his stature that qualified him for anointing as a king. So let's add to our stature. Let's quickly look at how to add to our stature. Amen. Amen. How do we increase our stature? We have entered at some of it when we were talking. I want to quickly round up. I'm taking some time. Number one, by submitting to obeying and following spiritual oversight, spiritual fathers. We have read that so many times, I don't need to beat upon it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Your stature is not going to increase except you are following. It's as simple as that. The grace that will make your stature increase is coming from the person that you are following. Amen. So if you are following the wrong person, God forbid. Amen. That was the problem with Jonathan. He followed Saul to the end and he lost his destiny. He should have changed camp and followed David. So let's follow our spiritual oversight that God has appointed unto us. Joshua followed Moses. Ruth followed Naomi. Elisha followed Elijah. And disciples followed our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the disciples did not follow. And we saw where he ended. That will not be our case in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15. We're talking about how. Number 2. By speaking and practicing the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. Can you give it to us in Amplified? Okay, let's read this first before we read Amplified. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things. In how many things? Few things. Some things. Many things. In all things, which is the head, even Christ. So Christ is our standard that we are going to. Let's read this in Amplified. But rather, let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly, enfolded in love. Let us grow up in every way, in all things, into Him who is the head, even Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Amen. Amen. Speak the truth, practice the truth. The love prayers are crucial for growth, for adding to our spiritual stature. Number 3, by meditating and feeding well daily on the Word of God, the one you read, the one you hear, until you meditate on the Word, you have not fed. Can you say to your neighbor, until you meditate on the Word that you have read, that you have heard, you have not fed. You have not fed well. Because it's meditation that breaks it down and sends it to where it will bring the growth. Digestion. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. I commend you. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. Now brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. What will build us up? I can't hear you. What we add to our stature? So we must read it, we must hear it, we must meditate day and night in it. That's what God told Joshua. Amen. Number four, by praying always in the Holy Spirit. Jude verse 20. There's only one chapter in Jude, verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. We do that here, but you have to do it with understanding. Every praying in the Spirit builds you up. The Bible says, he that prayeth in tongues edifies or builds himself up. He strengthens you in the Spirit. Amen. Amen. It's not all prayers that had to our stature. God, kill my enemy. God, rain fire on them. It will even remove from your stature. There are some prayers that are prayed in the Old Testament that are not in alignment with New Testament truth. So the fact that David prayed them doesn't mean you should pray them. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, love your enemy. Bless. That's how you are going to add to your stature. Not by cursing your enemy. Amen. Amen. But there are some other prayers that also builds us up and add to our stature. What we call Pauline prayers. They have all been outlined for us in our book. We do it with understanding. We saw some of the prayers that Paul prayed. They were prayers that were to add to them spiritual things. Amen. Yes. Number five. I'm about to round up by fellowshipping with pure-hearted saints under the covenant of the Saved Fathers. Amen. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as we see the day approaching. Psalm 84, verse 7 says, we go from strength to strength. Everyone appearing before God in Zion. So we will go from strength to strength spiritually as we appear together before God under the covenant of Saved Fathers. You know, Psalm 113, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in unity. Say, it's like a precious ointment that is upon the head. It will flow through Aaron, his belt, and go to every part of the skirt. That's a body. Amen. Everything that is coming from the Father, that precious ointment, as you fellowship with other saints in unity, it will flow to you. It will add to you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. By seeking first the kingdom and the will of God. Amen. Why would somebody want to deny himself? Why would somebody want to carry his cross daily, if not that he's seeking first the kingdom of God? Because it's not pleasant. Amen. Jesus said, if anyone will follow me, let him deny himself. Let him deny his own will. Let him not do his own will. Let him not even save his own soul. The only reason why you do that is because you are seeking the kingdom of God. You are looking for the will of God. You are looking for the glory of God. Amen. By serving God with our spirit in the gospel of his Son. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. Romans chapter 1 verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my spirit, always in my prayer. It is when you are exercising your spirit in serving God that your spirit will be stronger and stronger. They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30. Amen. Wait upon the Lord. He that waiteth upon his master shall be honored. You don't know that scripture. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's talking about spiritual stature. Increasing in spiritual stature. So that you are flying. Amen. So let's serve God with our spirit. Let's wait on him. Let's serve him. And he will renew our strength within our spirit. Praise the Lord. So, in conclusion, God will not be satisfied until he sees the travail of his soul. Sons that are in the stature of the firstborn. So, don't be satisfied to add to your stature. Add to your spiritual stature. Amen. Let's forget the things that are past. Let's reach forward for the things that are ahead. Let's press for the mark of the high calling, for the price of the high calling of God in Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm built in every day. Still praying on the upward ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on the upward way. New eyes are gained in every day. Still praying we upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Oh, Lord, lift me up. Spirit, I've heard your word today, Lord. I take it to myself. Yes, Lord, I want a higher ground than you. Help me, Lord. Forget the things that are past and reach forth to things that are ahead. Lord, I will cooperate with you in this lifelong journey to heart, to my spiritual stature, taking advantage of the ministries that you have set over me, using the blood, the word, and the spirit. To press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God to obtain the glory. Please give me 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. I want to pray from there. Say, Father, we confess our sins, so we cling with the blood from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that has come unto me today to take it unto myself, to heart, unto my spiritual stature. Thank you for the exceeding great and precious promises that you have given unto us. So by this we partake of your divine nature, to escape the corruption that is in this world through lust. So beside this, I give all diligence and I add to my faith virtue to virtue, knowledge to knowledge, temperance to temperance, patience to patience, godliness to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity, that these things may be in me and abound, and so save me from being barren and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that I will not be blind or short-sighted or forget that I've been saved and purged from my old sin. Rather, I will give diligence to make my calling and election sure. I will humble myself and submit to spiritual oversight and follow hard after them as they follow Christ the Lord, so that by doing these things I shall never fall, and an abundant entrance shall be ministered unto me into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I will go from stature to stature, progressively over time, under spiritual covering, until I come to the full stature of Christ, the Son of God, in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of Son of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray in the spirit. Reba kupala bashante kupa. Raba baba baba. Yeklorovoso mekata kalia. Reba baba baba. Yeklorovosoto mekata mekora mekapa mekayaboruba sataya. Raba baba baba. Yeklerevoso mekata mekupa mekara prefervently mekata kalikupa. Raba baba baba. Bromokote yeklerevoso. Remember, praying in the Holy Spirit, you build up yourself on your most holy faith. Bakoto paya rababakopa rabababaga mikato mikari mikaponde rabababa rabababa jeklere bosoto mikato mikata mikaro bremokote jakla rabakopokopo rabakopa bramakote ragabalia rabakopa bromokoria jakatelia rogopalia bromokote jeklerebo mikataka likotopa rabakopa kopalebaya rude kapalia bremokote jeklerebo soto promoye likata likoto. Father, we thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you as you take us unto higher ground. Thank you as you help us to go from strength to strength, appearing before you in Zion. In Jesus' name.